From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres. Residents have until August 12th to check, update, or add their name to the voters list for the 2026 municipal election using Election Ontario's online registration tool. After that date, any changes to voter information will need to be made through the Town of Georgina's Clerk Division. For more information, visit registertovoteon.ca or the election page on the Town of Georgina's website. A 23-year-old Aurora man is facing charges after police say he drove a car through a walking path, playground, and splash pad at Ajax's Rotary Park while the area was busy with pedestrians and children. Durham Regional Police say officers tried to stop the vehicle twice, but the driver fled before later colliding with an unrelated SUV during another attempted stop. No one was injured, and Ismail Abrahim Zada is charged with dangerous operation and failing to stop for police. A 41-year-old Bradford man is facing stunt driving charges after South Simcoe police say he was caught traveling 93 kilometers an hour in a 50 zone on 10th Line in Innisfil Monday morning with two young children in the back seat. Police suspended his license for 30 days and impounded his vehicle for 14 days, adding they've seen increased speeding in the area as nearby construction diverts more traffic onto local roads. Officers are reminding drivers to slow down, saying neighborhood streets are shared by pedestrians, cyclists, and children. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres.